Eurovision.
Welcome to Eurovision, a podcast with a unique Irish perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest.
12 points,
Ireland. All kinds of everything.
Hello everyone, August Fulcher Rash, welcome back to the Eurovision podcast. Connor and I are coming to you from the press centre. Oh my god, very exciting times. We have just seen the dress rehearsal, the evening dress rehearsal, otherwise known as the jury show previously.
Yeah, technically still is because it's they're voting as like a backup, but like it's a traditional jury show. It's a weird one.
It's so weird to see the juries aren't voting. I still haven't fully got my head around that yet. I think it'll take a year or two. So yeah, we've just witnessed that. Of course, by the time this is dropping, it's going to be only a matter of hours, minutes, maybe, until semi-final one. So we're going to keep it short and sweet. This episode, we're going to just run through each song. We're not going to get into any big discussions today because we've already done that, really. We have a better idea of staging the visuals now, which obviously adds to our feelings in terms of qualifiers and non-qualifiers. Really quick one. Connor, I just want to know how you feel about the whole thing that happened yesterday where the EBU announced there was going to be qualifiers on stage in that like X Factor style, and then they revoked it within a matter of hours. How do you feel about that whole thing?
I'm delighted, to be honest, because I thought it was very, very harsh. It was very uncomfortable to watch it in the arena, you know, seeing them line up. And a lot of the acts just looked as if they were uncomfortable themselves, you know.
Yeah.
And they're standing on that stage for quite a long time. So I think it is the right decision. I think, to be honest, I'm not too sure if it was fans online that made them, you know, change it. I think it's more so the delegations. A lot of them looked pretty pissed, to be honest, and annoyed at the change. So I'm glad to see it's gone. I wouldn't be surprised in a future Eurovision that something is changed, because they're obviously looking at a way of...
Did you notice the wording of their statement when they revoked it?
Yeah, it was
they
like,
said now this year we won't be doing it.
Yeah, so long term, who knows? But for now, I think it's the right thing. Especially, look, you have Victor, 16 years old. You have Theodore from Romania, 18. Like, they're so young to be putting them on the spot to, you know,
qualify. I don't understand how that was going to make any better telly than having them in the green room. And you have to consider as well, like, it's one thing if you're Wild Youth or Joker out and you're in a band and you kind of have each other to commiserate or to celebrate. But being a solo act on that stage, like, if I didn't qualify, I would want like my manager or my mom or whoever to give me a cuddle. If I did qualify, I would want to be celebrating with my team. I would want to be jumping. I'd want to be hugging them, saying thank you, you know. So I think having them in the green room together with their delegation, with their team, is the right thing. What I will say, though, is I do still like the idea of really brief sentences, even not necessarily interviews, but little interactions from, say, the first five qualifiers and then going on to the next five, because I do think sometimes it just goes by in a flash, the 10 qualifiers, and you don't really get to digest it. And then, like, the credits are rolling of the semi-final, and you're like, wait, hold on, who didn't qualify there? And you're, like, rewinding back to, like, take a picture of it, and it could be a little bit overwhelming. So even an extra, like, 3-4 minutes just to digest what's going on, I welcome that. Or even, I wonder what a solution be, like, if they announced each qualifier and then played, like, a 20-second clip of their performance.
Yeah,
you know, if it was like first qualifier is Norway and then it's like 20 seconds of Queen of the Kings.
I agree with you completely, though. It does fly by in a flash. Like, there was something, you know, just to drag it out a tiny bit, just to give us a breather, really, of seeing a qualifier come in.
It's like we wait like 4 or 5 months for these results and then they like lash them at us in 90 seconds. Like, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah, no, completely agree. No, I'm glad to see it gone. And to be honest, it takes it away from X Factor. It takes it away from Britain's Got Talent because at the end of the day, they're representing a country, a nation. It's not an individual performer. You know, for these style shows, it's okay. You know, okay, you guys, let's say, you know, the busker, you are qualified, but technically it's Malta as opposed to them as an act. So I think visually it just comes across a bit better. But I wouldn't be surprised to see it back in the future.
Keep an eye on that one. Shall we crack on then into semi one and just get stuck into our predictions?
Yeah, so this is coming basically from seeing tonight's jury show, like we said. And again, look, this means nothing tonight. It's a backup vote just in case the televote doesn't work. Realistically, it's going to go smoothly. So this could all change again tomorrow. So these are just going to be our quickfire qualifiers, really, based on what we saw tonight. So we'll be kicking
Connor,
off it.
Norway.
Qualifier.
Qualifier for me too. So that's a lock.
That's a lock. That's a lock.
Norway is a qualifier.
Yeah.
Next in the running order, Malta.
I have it as a qualifier.
I'd love to hear it.
I think it stands out. And to be honest, I would love to have seen this open the show as opposed to Norway. I think it's such a better opening. I don't know, tonight Norway seemed a bit flat, whereas Malta, you could hear the crowd coming through really, really well and they were getting energized, especially during the kind of dance Michael Jackson style dancing that he was doing on stage, and they were egging on the crowd. And yeah, I think this will, it's damaged by the slot number two, but I do think it could sneak through at 8th, 9th, 10th.
I love that you have this a qualifier. I actually personally don't. I would love this to qualify. I'd love to be wrong. But I just think, just being so early, watching the recaps, even when you're reminded and you're like, oh yeah, there's just still so much to come after. It really hurts it. Although, I think it's a great pop of colour after Norway. It kind of brightens the stage up a bit. So I have everything crossed. Serbia, Connor?
I have it as a qualifier, but to be honest, I'm not very, very certain. I would like to be, I don't think it would be a surprise if this was a shock non-qualifier for people. There was something about it that just kind of fell a bit flat. And I'm not too sure why.
I liked it. I thought it was quite impactful.
I have it down, but I just watch it just in case.
Do you think I have this as a pretty cert qualifier? I think this is done really well. The addition of like the font going on is interesting. And there's so much going on in this. It's the one of the main ones that hooked me in. I couldn't stop watching it. Whereas other ones, which will come to shortly, I just happily looked away doing work on my phone. Mm-hmm. So I have Serbia as a qualifier. And on that point that I just had, Latvia, this to me is a very, very likely non-qualifier, unfortunately.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if this snuck in.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have this as a qualifier?
I don't have it as a qualifier, though, but right. I would not be surprised to see it qualify. There's something about it that's really gripping. The audience seemed to love it as well. So, you know, something could connect. It might be just slightly too early in the running order for people to really remember it, but it looks beautiful. It sounded beautiful. You know, one of the best.
I thought it was a bit boring, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it has a certain audience and, you know, it could transfer to a few votes. So maybe 9th, 10th, maybe, but
I really want to see it without that like accreditation text across the scene, across the screen.
Please do not record. Film the screen.
Yeah. Prohibited to screen. I really want to see the performances without that text. So just to clarify, we're both still saying Latvia non-qualifier.
Yeah, both agree.
Right. Portugal?
No, non-qualifier. Really disappointed with Portugal. Really disappointed.
Yeah, I'm the exact same.
Mimi Kat is brilliant. She's fantastic. She deserves so much more. It's she's doing great. It's not staged. There's no staging at all.
Yeah.
Like she's literally dancing, you know.
It's just vibes.
It's just vibes, yeah. It's like, let's go have a bit of fun. That's it. And it's unfortunate because I think she deserves so much more.
Even like that the climax with the long, impressive note she does towards the end, I feel like that just came and went. It just wasn't built upon enough. They didn't make enough of a moment of it.
And the crowd were getting really, really behind it. But it was the last 10 seconds song. And by then, you probably lost your audience because they're like, okay, they've made up their mind, you know, a minute and a half into that song. So it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because she's fantastic.
She is. I think we both agree, NQ at this point in time. On to our own boys, Ireland, yeah. Wild Youth. I guess it was strange for us to finally see these 3 minutes, Connor, right? Like, yeah. Well, you saw it in the arena in the morning, and then we both saw the clips, actual like the with the proper actual performance with the camera angles and all the jigs and the reels. What I would say is, I don't think we're dead in the water. I don't think there's 100% no chance that we'll squeak in. But at the moment, just from what I saw tonight, I just wanted to see more of the arena. I wanted to see more of the crowd. I wanted to see flags. I wanted to see Connor in shots closer to fans. It did feel at points like he was just far away from everyone. I thought some things that were going really well was that like the lads kind of all had a moment. We got great shots of Ed with the guitar, lovely shots of Connor with Dave, and Cal was killing it on the drums. His look is amazing. But yeah, at the moment it's like there's kind of nuts and bolts there, but there's something missing. And I think this is an anthemic song. It needs an atmosphere, and we need way more shots of the crowd and the Eurovision festival.
Completely agree. I think visually it looks really, really good. There's something there. I love the opening shot of where the camera kind of comes down onto the lads on the stairs. And it's like,
you're coming into their world.
Yeah, it's really an iconic shot. Yeah, like there's some great camera angles there. It's just the energy. We need more energy from the lads. We need more energy from the audience itself. You know, it's a rehearsal at the end of the day, so we might be reserving it for tomorrow night. But to be honest, I'd be trying it out now. You know, it's your first time on the stage with an audience at Eurovision. Go for it tonight. Connor was having in-ear issues at the start.
I noticed so that.
It might have thrown him off a bit.
There was also issue with the setup, right? Like they had to like rush in some VT. So I wonder what's going on. Is it the stairs?
It was the same issue this afternoon. Now, we didn't get the VT, so it obviously was longer today. So whatever happened with the stairs, it obviously takes a while to set up. So I don't know. This seems to be a running issue year on year. There's always something, you know. Leslie's obviously staging was so complex. It took that, you know, we had a little chat in between. Last year we had no Ireland, Brooke, That's Rich, like title card beforehand. So this year we could have another VT section slotted in before for performance. Why
we should just be swapped with Portugal, because Portugal doesn't really have any staging. And like, it doesn't matter that we're going after Latvia because there's a break between Latvia and Portugal.
Yeah, I think that's dead on. I don't see why. And, you know, a break after song four seems really, really early. You know, usually it's like one or two extra.
Yeah, they could just put the break after Mimikat, actually, yeah.
Now, maybe it's something to do with Loreen, you know, because obviously there's a break before her and also after her for a tiny bit. So maybe it's just too many ad breaks close together. So they've had to put it in there, but, you know.
It's an interesting discussion. Yeah, we're not the producers. But unfortunately, at this moment in time, we're both saying more like an NQ than a Q.
I think so. I think we're not dead, like you said, but it needs a lot of work between now and tomorrow night. But yeah, I think so.
And I want to see Connor having fun. I feel like maybe the in-ears threw him off a bit. I want to be like along with them for the performance. Yeah. And just like, on the lads, like have fun.
There's some slight like offness with it at the moment. It's just, it's not like that togetherness, that anthemic feeling that we're getting. It's just
it's bit like still, yeah.
Yeah, we are one, but are we actually one? You know, there's like a doubtness there.
Hesitation, yeah.
Yeah, like I'd love to hear like, come on, Europe, and like, let's hear you, Liverpool, something like that to really get the crowd going. Also, the last 30 seconds of that anthemic bit of like, we might be different. There's hardly any claps in the crowd, which is a shame. You know, we really need to be egging on the crowd to be get your.
Or is there and we're not picking them up? I just don't know.
It's either that or
we need shots of the crowd doing it.
Exactly, you know. But look, something can happen between now and tomorrow night. There's another show in the afternoon and then the actual live show. So plenty of time for
let's see. Changes,
but yeah, let's move on.
Moving on though, Croatia.
Qualifier, yeah.
How could you forget this qualifier?
Yeah, it's very, you know, in your face. Look, it isn't my style of music. No, it's kind of going back to the old Eurovision, maybe, that some might want to move away from with the kind of cheesy, chaotic, eccentric acts. But you can't not love it, I think. There's something about it. The lads are very funny. Actually, today in the first kind of rehearsal that we had, the guy with the two kind of cannons or whatever you want to call them fell over on the stage, and he just was like, yeah, you know what, I'm just gonna vibe, and like was rolling around the stage. So there's a real kind of fun
organized chaos.
Yeah, I think so. So I think, yeah, this is going through. I don't see Europe not picking up for it. I thought it's fantastic. It brings the color as well. The LED screen's brilliant.
Yeah, I agree with you, Connor. This has won me over ever so slightly. You just can't look away from this. It's not something I'd probably ever vote for personally, but I can see why so many others will.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, to be honest, tonight.
Tonight.
Switzerland. I'm saying Switzerland's a qualifier.
Yeah.
I know it's more jury bait, but I just think that this is so slick. It's so professional. The red and the black. The choreography is very clean. Remo sounds great. He's looking confident. He's owning the song. It's very tastefully done. It's very Sacha Jean-Baptiste. Not surprised she's involved with this at all. And, you know, while I don't see this topping the televote, I see it picking up enough here and there to get through in the 8th, 9th, 10th slot. Switzerland, if we are borderline, they could be one to push us out. You know, the slightly stronger vocal and visuals, you know, it's very possible.
I get what you mean. No, completely. I think they've polished a really average song.
Yes.
Fantastic staging. This staging is one of the best, probably at the semi-final. It's really dramatic. The choreography isn't cheesy, kind of like Marius Baer last year was nearly a bit too forced. This choreography really suits the song. I think this is qualifying. You know, I'd be surprised if it didn't, but I think the song's average, but the staging elevates it to a great level. So yeah, but it's certainly not a top five. I think it's a 7th, 8th, 9th kind of qualifier. But the juries will love this in the final. They'll love it. So
Israel, they didn't come to play.
Oh my!
This is outrageous. From start to finish. Now I have to say, I should have probably said this at the start. The feed I was getting there this evening, like, it genuinely sounded like I was listening to the audio through a potato. Like, it was like the crackly Irish landline you had back in the 90s, you know, and like someone was trying to go on the internet and it was like, yeah, it was like that. So I wasn't 100% sure were the vocals there. It sounded to me like they were, but just because it was coming through strange, I couldn't be sure. But the choreography, it's outrageous. The LED, so good. Styling, perfect. That whole, like, her the diamond behind her, it's like you're coming into Noah's portal. You're coming into her world. And Israel wanted a good result. Israel came to win. They're trying to win this year. That's always good to see in the contest.
Yeah,
so, sure-fire qualifier.
I completely agree. It's fantastic to see it. I love when do you want to see me dance? And she's there shouting. She's like,
yeah.
Out the audience are like, yes. And then it's like, do you want to see me dance? Yeah. And then the lights kind of come down and it's like, wow, like she's starting off. But there's something fantastic about this. Yeah, it's a great, great performance. And yeah, Israel came to win. I don't think they will, but certainly top.
They'll do well.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised top five.
No, I wouldn't either, you know.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't. We'll see. Moldova. This to me is a slight disappointment.
Yeah, I tweeted that this afternoon.
It's a bit messy. Like, to me, it only kind of gets going when the little battle thing happens.
And even then, like, it still looks messy.
I need more flutography. Bring back the flute. And then the flute's gone.
It's just, I think because it's in the run of Israel, which is amazing, Sweden, which is amazing, you then go to Moldova, which is good, but it's not polished. It's a bit chaotic. And does it come across as a bit too messy, not great? And as well, I think Moldova has such a high level of staging in recent years, whereas this year is a bit of a letdown. And I don't know why. I thought I was expecting something much more from them. And I don't know if that's just us high standards. But yeah, look, I have this as a qualifier. But I would not be surprised if it didn't qualify, to be honest. I would not be surprised.
I'm kind of the same. I have it as a qualifier, but I have a question mark.
Yeah.
But the next country probably needs no question mark because it's Sweden with Loreen Tattoo. Do we even need to discuss this? I don't think so.
her qualifier. Vocals alone, would win Eurovision. You know, the staging could be a mess, but her vocals were the best I've ever heard her, to be honest. She was flawless, absolutely flawless.
And the camera cuts are sorted. It's all looking great. And to come two places after Israel, I still felt it. I did Israel.
Yeah.
Ever so slightly. It just had that something. Yeah, qualifier, no doubt.
Yeah,
now, Azerbaijan. Who wants to go first here?
I think I'll go first. I have it as a non-qualifier. Because I think it's just very niche. It's very, there's a particular set of a voter, I think, to this. And I just don't think there's enough of them to back it.
Yeah.
In saying that, though, they've done a very, very good job. And there's something very charismatic about the lads.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was some tech issues with the cuts of the camera. Like they were, because they have like boxes on the screen of different shots within the boxes. And they were kind of out of sync at times, but look, don't write them off. Don't write them off. You have this gone through.
I have this as a qualifier. I'm very shocked. I always like had a little bit of a soft spot for the song. You know, it was never up super, super high, but I liked it. I thought it was kind of cute. That's what I kept saying about it, that it's cute. Sometimes we like a bit of cuteness in our lives. This is staged very well. Like the opening shots, it's quite modern, but at the same time, they've got the vintage feel with the black and white. And then it fades really nicely into colour. And the lads are on this platform. It's really weird. I was watching it and thinking the stage felt fuller in a sense than it did for Ireland with Azerbaijan. And they've got less on the stage. And I don't know, is it just where they placed them? It's like the crowd are a bit closer to them and they're on the platform and it feels like they're more surrounded by the crowd. And they're singing to the crowd. And then at one point they sing to each other and it's really lovely. And the brothers have good chemistry together. It's got that Britpop edge. And a year it's in Liverpool. I think there's nothing like this in the semi-final. And it might endear a subset of people out there to pick up the phone. This is maybe the shock qualifier for many people. There's been people saying Azerbaijan could come last in semi-final. I really don't think so anymore. I really don't think it's last. No, and I think it's maybe going to pip in 9th, 10th.
Interesting. Well,
yeah, let's see.
Yeah, it's certainly not last. I do think it's a borderline qualifier if it is, but watch it. Don't write it off.
Now, Connor, our favourite country to discuss this year, apparently. I feel like it's our listeners' favourite country as well. Czechia, my sister's crown, Vesna.
Louise, I apologise. On behalf of myself and to the Eurovision podcast listeners, I deeply apologize. I am. There's a part of me that was like, when they came on the stage and I heard it, I was like, oh shit. And visually, it's stunning. It's still like in my heart, I'm like, oh, just like holding on for it, like possibly, maybe not qualifying, but I think that's gone.
Why are you holding on for non-qualifying?
I don't know, just there were certain bits of the vocals that were still a bit tiny off for me.
Okay, yeah, sure.
But visually it's stunning. And it works. And I love that opening, the final kind of shot of them in the outer stage and they're all together in like a circle and the lights are shining up. That is a beautiful shot. And I think
that's what I had the dream about that time.
Yeah, that's something that is going to be remembered for years to come. Look, I think it's qualifying. I think it's qualifying for people that, you know, top 10 is always someone people are saying for top 10. I think possibly not now. Possibly not now. I
feel like it exited the top 10 discussion fairly early in the season because it very quickly became a qualifier and non-qualify discussion. With this, I'm really happy that, you know, there was a lot of talk of could they recreate the visuals of the music video. There's a lot of colour and stuff going on in the music video. I don't think that would have really worked on the stage. I think it would have been too much. The different colours that they all had, the costumes, the makeup. I love that there's this cohesive pink going on with their outfits, that they have these braids. I'm guessing that they're local hairstyles to Czechia. I don't fully know, so I don't want to say that they are when I'm not sure. Maybe somebody can let us know. Maybe our friend Jan from Czechia, who lives in Ireland. Yeah, let us know. Yeah, I love that. Choreography is beautiful, really well done. And that moment, that needs to be in the recap with the hands up and them making a physical crown as a group. That is exactly what I wanted them to do. I wanted them to use their bodies, meaningful movement, as Alicia Michelle always says. I'm thinking of her because I was on a stream with her earlier. She has such a good way of words. But yes, meaningful movement, movement that has meaning. You're not just flailing your arms around for the sake of it. Like, you're creating something with your body. They did that so well. And I hope we get an aerial shot of that too. Yes, stunning, surefire qualifier for me.
I think as well with the color you were saying about the music video, I think the color works really well because you have like that pink.
It's very crisp.
It's very crisp pink, but then you have the harshness of the white background with the black kind of hands coming on the screen.
Mm. Yeah. And then I love the lyrics. There's like, "We are not your dolls" when they do the choreography on either
and the
side.
Hair as well, the kind of, they're using it as a doll without being like a literal doll in a sense. But yeah, no,
people are going to get this. People will get this, I think.
Yeah. I like it.
Netherlands. I am so upset. I'm so upset. It's a non-qualifier, Connor. That key is not the one. Unfortunately, we had a scenario in the pre-parties where I think Dion wasn't comfortable and Mia was. And now based on what I heard tonight, maybe it will be different on the day of this podcast release on Tuesday. It sounds to me now like Dion is far more comfortable and Mia is not. And that doesn't mean she's not singing well. She is singing well with what she has, but it's just, you know, people have different ranges, and with certain songs, ranges where they sound better than others. And I think it's just been a mismatch with the two of them. Unfortunately, it's like they've done all that they can throughout this whole season. The staging as well. They're together too early. You're not taking on enough of a journey with them. It's like, I want to see Dion on his own. I want to see Mion on her own. I want to see them coming together. I want a climax. I want a journey. I want to be brought along with them. They're together within the first 30 seconds of the song and nothing else really happens. Nothing else really happens. There's one nice moment where it's burning daylight, boom, and he kind of nearly tosses her away. That's lovely. But it comes too early in the song as well. So, yeah. Glasgow Mihal, Tobroner, I'm sorry. I would be very pleasantly surprised if this gets through. I just don't see it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think what you said about them coming too early is exactly right. There needs to be that kind of moment of them being separated and then gradually coming together, which is just doesn't happen. And you hit the nail on the head. They've made it comfortable for one artist, but not the other. And it needs to be both. There's just something that sounds off about it. Like, it is visually stunning, though. But just sound of it is just a bit off-putting, and I don't know what it. I just don't know why. Like, it just, it's a real shame because I do.
The ingredients are there, but it's not cooking.
Exactly. I think they have something, but it's just the sound on the ear isn't there.
Maybe we're chatting shite. Like, maybe by tonight, the semi-final one, this will really come together.
Oh, I don't know. Just even the high note at the end, there's like something slightly a bit. Off-putting about it. I don't know. It's a shame. It's a shame because I do really, really like the song, and the studio version is absolutely beautiful. But ultimately, I think it's a non-qualifier.
So finally, then, our last song in the running order, Finland Cha Cha Cha. Of course, a qualifier for us both. It has to be. It's probably winning this semi-final, right?
To be honest, yeah.
It's outrageously good. Could you hear the audience like audibly gasping at different points?
No, that's the only thing about today. The like reception, it wasn't great. So we were hearing the sound of the music, but not the crowd reaction. So it's good to know.
I could hear it through the feed, particularly when the box opens and the dancers come out. You felt it was like a swell from the audience, like, whoa, here we go. The dancers are coming. And like, that's a real, real goosebump moment. And it's very early on in the song to be gripping you like that. So, This is going to smash the televote. Like,
It was interesting as well when the fake qualifiers, you know, they do it. It was Sweden, Norway, and Finland were three of the favorites. That was the last country to be announced. And the whole crowd in the arena were Finland, 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 shouting, no Norway, no Sweden. So I think we're right about televote winner. I think for me, watching it, I got more winner's vibes with Doreen as I did with Finland. there is still something slightly chaotic about Finland.
Okay.
Now, televoted-wise, I think it's fun, but it's just where the juries will fall. Will they go with
that is the query, isn't it?
Heavy vocal that Lorraine brings, or will they buy into the chaos and the fun and the party, you know, as Carrie says, with Finland? That's where I think, but yeah.
For sure.
That's it.
So to recap for everyone, Cotter and I agree on 9, which is very good going. It's only one where we slightly altered. So we both agree that we believe, based on what we've seen of Monday, the 8th of May, the dress rehearsals and the jury show, we both think Norway is qualifying. We both think Serbia is qualifying. We both say Croatia is in. We both say Switzerland is in. We both say Israel is in. We both just about say Moldova is in.
Yeah.
Unanimous agreement, of course, on Sweden. We both agree on Czechia. And we both agree on Finland. We do falter slightly. I'm more looking over at Azerbaijan and you're more looking over at Malta, which then means that the non-qualifiers we definitely agree on are, unfortunately, Latvia, Portugal, Ireland and the Netherlands.
Yeah, and I think it just shows you, it goes back to what we were saying, that this semi-final is so, so tough. And there's so many big hitting songs that realistically those spots fill up very, very quickly. And it is going to be the one or two spot left to really battle it out for. And yeah, look, it's going to come down to the dogs and yeah. Bring it on, I guess. Let's get it over and done with, because we've been talking months and months of like, will this happen? Won't this happen? Let's just get it over and done with and enjoy the rest of the season, because it's getting stressful now. And I'm like, I just want to know.
It does. Well, listen, we are going to love you. We are going to leave you. Enjoy semi-final one.
Yes.
Connor, Liverpool's all going well. We're having fun.
We are. It's actually glorious. I know we were talking about being sunburned. So I think we both got scalded by the Liverpool sun, which is actually quite embarrassing because it's only 20, 25 minutes away. Like the Irish Sea is literally straight across from us right now. So it's like...
Can I just say, I did not realise there were so many sunburn experts on Twitter.
But you know what Twitter's like? You know,
in fairness, I did tweet about it maybe like 3 times. So maybe I made it my brand a bit. I got so many random DMs. Of people like telling me all these home remedies and things to put on my sunburn, which I really appreciate, but I'm also like, lads, I know I'm Irish.
No, I got back to the hotel last night and I was like, I had a shower and I realized I got so scalded. So I replied to Danny from Eurovision Hope, friend of the pod, and she was saying pseudocreme. And I was like, oh, I actually have pseudocreme, because it was like 11:30 at night and my skin was burning. I needed something to soothe it. Oh my God, it worked wonders. Worked wonders. Oh, really? I was like, thank you, Danny, for that tip.
So, like, pseudocreme is something you can put on anything.
Yeah, I was like, I did not think about it. And I had a little mini tub in my room. So I was like, perfect. It's a pseudocreme. Yeah, I probably need it now because on this camera it's a bit dodgy.
My chest is where mine is. I'll tell the listeners something funny now about my chest sunburn. So I was wearing a dress, the turquoise carpet, and it had like a V-neck on it. So I have like a triangular shaped sunburn on my chest. And I was wearing my Ireland necklace. I have like a little necklace with a pendant in the shape of the island of Ireland. And of course, because of the way it was sitting on my chest has a red triangle, but in the middle of said triangle, there is a white spot, not sunburned, in the shape of Ireland. So Ireland is currently imprinted into my skin in burn.
The dedication, Lou. You know, you're just dedicated to the country.
Eurovision. Eurovision. Yup, the lad. Maybe it's a good omen for tomorrow.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Look, anything can happen. We know what Eurovision surprises can happen, and we'll see what happens. But like Lee said, I think we're going to love yous and leave yous. Don't forget that you can follow us on all social medias. You can get us on Twitter.
There's so much up there at the moment.
Literally so much. Don't forget our TikToks. Lee, you're killing it with the TikToks, our little tips that we have, our little day trip to Liverpool as well. So
shout out to Glasgow Mihal for helping the old lady over here with TikTok.
By Glasgow Mihal.
And big shout out to Annie from Finland, the TikToker we met the carpet.
Well,
she's so nice.
So do check her out as well. There's so many different people to check out. But for us anyway, you can check us out on Twitter at Eurovision Pod, Instagram at Eurovision Podcast. You can get us on Spotify as well and Apple Podcasts. Just search for Eurovision and you'll find us. Please leave us a review if you got the time. It would be great. And it also helps other fans, particularly Irish fans, to find us. And also as well, don't forget, like we were saying about TikTok, at Eurovision Podcast, you will find us there.
And sign up for our meetup, guys.
Yes, we have our meetup happening on Saturday, the 13th of May in Liverpool as well. It's very chill, very casual. Bring your Irish flags, bring your picnics, bring everything. And make sure
we'll give you the location close to the time if you sign up.
Exactly. Just sign up on the Google form that's on our social sites. But for now, from Liverpool, thank you so much for listening. All we got to say is
Slán go fóill.